Welcome back, high school regional baseball. It's time for the championship here from the Field of Dreams in Ozaukee on Care Country 93.7 as it's Marhill Mount Academy 15-7 on the year. The number four seed who came from behind to knock off Nemont Central earlier today in the semis, 8-7 in eight innings, taking on the number one seed and the favorite, the Jeff West Tigers on their home field, who come in with a record of 23-2. Having just dispatched Hiawatha in the semis about half an hour ago by a final score of 7-1. Along with Joe Curry, Wade Kirshner with you from Ozaukee, and we are looking forward to this regional championship. The winner moves on to the 3A state baseball tournament, which will take place in the quarterfinals on Monday at either Emporia, Salina, or Overland Park. And if you win that quarterfinal matchup, then the Class 3A state tournament, originally planned on being at KU, but may very well move to K-State, depending on if KU is going to host any kind of college regional baseball in Lawrence. We're going to take a one-minute timeout, and when we come back in 1 minute, we'll give you the starting lineups. It is Jeff West, Marhill McAdamy, regional championship on Care Country 93.7.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Game to decide who moves on to the 3A state baseball tournament. It's Marhill Mount Academy, the Ravens versus the Tigers of Jeff West. Let's set the batting order for you. First from Marhill Mount Academy, led by their head coach, which is Roger Purdy, assisted by Chaz Williams and Dan Rapplinger. It is Adrian Korbelik batting first and pitching. Ian Boos batting second, playing second base. Peter Rapplinger is the catcher batting third. John Parker is playing center field batting fourth. Ryland Holtgrave is the shortstop bats fifth. Hugh Sue's the right fielder batting sixth. Batting seventh, Carter Pierce, the third baseman. First baseman Gavin Woodruff will bat eighth. And batting ninth, the left fielder Sawyer Ashburn. So it's Korbelik, Boos, Rapplinger, Parker, Holtgrave, Sue, Pierce, Woodruff, and Ashburn to go against the starting pitcher for Jeff West, which is their ace. And that is Cooper Watkins. Fastball, strike. Start things out here between the Tigers and the Ravens. Marhill Mount Academy with the black jerseys, with the white pinstripe pants, the gold numerals and lettering. And for Jeff West, they are in the home whites, the black lettering and numerals outlined in the red. Foul ball into the screen. The count now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Adric Korbelik, who is the starting pitcher for Marhill in the regional championship. Marhill, the visitor on the scoreboard. Jeff West is the home team. And there's a pitch that, wow, don't know where that was. That was pretty close. Counts full, 3-2. Must have been a little bit low. It's fouled straight back. Watkins on the year. He's been their ace. Last year was a 3A pitcher of the year, went 11-1, ERA at 2.11. This year, ERA 2.73, started 41 innings. He started, this is his 11th start of the year, 8-1 record, 34 hits, 61 strikeouts, 19 walks. So he strikes out a lot, 61 batters and 41 innings of work, but he misses on a 3-2 pitch at Korbelik. So a leadoff walk. There's Ian Boos. It was a starting pitcher earlier today for Marhill Mount Academy as the Ravens were down 5-0 going in the bottom of fifth against Nemaha Central. pitches, pitch misses, and gets away from the catcher, but the runner unable to advance to second. So the Ravens scored six in the bottom of the fifth against Nemaw Central at 6-5. Nemaw Central took a 7-6 lead in the top of the sixth. The Ravens would score one to tie, eventually to go to extra innings, eight-inning game. Here's a swing and a miss for Moose. And eventually it was Peter Rapplinger on a 3-2 count with the bases full in the bottom of the eighth, deposited a single in the left center field for the walk-off win, scoring Woodruff. Pitch low and away. So Watkins is their ace for Jeff West. Comes to the plate, swing and a miss. Moose threw five innings in that first game today, five and a third. Had a no decision. Watkins comes home and just missed. Foul again, three balls, two strikes. A lot of times if you're going to get to an ace pitcher, you got to get him early before he gets in a rhythm. There's low, ball four. So Watkins has lost the first two hitters on 3-2 payoff pitches. So here is Peter Rapplinger. He had the game-winning hit, as we just referred to, in the bottom of the eighth inning to beat Nemaw Central in the semis earlier today. The Ravens are 15-7 on the year, went 12-3 in the NEKL. They beat Pleasant Ridge in the first round last Wednesday 13-0, and then beat Nemaw Central in eight innings, 8-7 today. Runners at first and second. Watkins delivers and breaking ball in for a strike to Rapplinger, who thought it was outside, but called it a strike. Seven losses for Mar Hill Mount Academy, Valley Falls, Christ Prep, Riverside, Oskaloosa Atchison, and Donfa West twice. Riverside's in the championship at Sabetha against Silver Lake, who knocked off the one seed Sabetha 5-1 today. Riverside knocked off Maranatha 15-5 run rule in the sixth inning. That game, championship Riverside Silver Lake on 103.9 KNZA. Fastball strike. Scoreboard's been working pretty well all day long until about halfway through our second semifinal today. But now we can't really rely on it too much. It's been off and on, having some glitches, problems with it. This foul straight back on a fastball. Rapplinger was late, but he spoiled it. So Watkins throwing a lot of pitches in this first inning. 1-2 the count on Peter Rapplinger. Watkins misses wide to the right of the catcher, and the runners move up 90 feet. Wild pitch for Watkins. The Mar Hill Mount Academy with an opportunity. Runners at first and second. Second, third now. Ground ball foul. On third base side. The pitch misses a bit high. 3-2 the count for the third straight batter. Rapplinger was 2-for-4 in that game against the Thunder, and he ropes it to left field, but coming on making the catch, and they can't send him home because the left fielder, Skahan, read it perfectly on the line drive to left. Charged the ball, caught in midair, all his momentum going forward, and they couldn't send the runner from third on a tag-up. But Rapplinger hit it hard, but a line drive to the left fielder for the first out. There's John Parker, a freshman. Parker struck out twice, but in that first game today against Nemaw Central, but then hit a three-run triple to tie the game. Fastball called strike. Runners at second, third, top of the first. Watkins, whoo, brushes back. Well, chin music delivered there to John Parker. Freshman. Raise this one foul to the right. So Parker was 1 for 4, but the 3-run triple that tied it in the bottom of the fifth. This fastball is outside. On deck is Rylan Holtgrave. One out, runners at second, third. Swing and a miss. Well, and as I was telling you just a moment ago, and I've seen this many times, the best time to get to a really good pitcher is early. When he's not into a rhythm, not into a groove, walking, struggling with control a little bit, walked a couple batters. He comes home, and this one fouled back by Holtgrave. Holtgrave was 0 for 3 earlier today against the Thunder of Nemaw Central in the regional semis. So the Ravens had runners second, third, nobody out. Now second, third, 2 men are out. Fastball inside. 1-1. Watkins working quickly. Comes home. Curve is in for a strike. 1-2. So Watkins, after a tough start, might be able to get out of it. The 1-2 is a little bit high and outside. Good location on a 1-2 pitch. Doesn't need to be too fine and too good when it's, you're up 0-2 or 1-2 in the count. Now 2-2. And he gets him. Call strike 3 on the outside corner. Holtgrave strikes out looking, and Watkins works out of the second, third, no-out jam. After half an inning, Mario Manic having nothing. Jeff West coming up back in 1 minute on Care Country 93.7.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Hey, Christian, back with you here from Ozaukee, home of this 3A regional baseball tournament. Third game, the final game of the day, the championship. Marshall Mount Academy stranding 2 runners in the top of the first. Jeff West, it'll be Ryan Pressler, the catcher. Batting second, Brody Thielen, third baseman, left fielder Brady Scahan. Cooper Watkins, pitcher, will bat cleanup. Max Tuck bats fifth, plays right field. D.H. Jackson Pollard bats sixth. Austin Knox, the first baseman, bats seventh. Batting eighth, Corbin Mayer, the second baseman. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Colin Croson. So it's Pressler, Thielen, Scahan, Watkins, Tuck, Pollard, Austin Knox, Mayer, and Croson to face Adric Korbelic. Right-handed pitcher. Going to work here. Jeff West beating Hiawatha today, 7-1. Proved their record of 23-2. They've won 8 in a row. Only losses to Sabetha in a doubleheader sweep, and Sabetha got eliminated today by Silver Lake in the regional semis in Sabetha. Korbelic fastball is high. Unseasonably cool for this time of year in Kansas. Highs in the upper 50s today. Korbelic kicks and fires and misses. Oh, no, it does catch the inside corner. 1-1. Won't be sure on the pitch count situation. Scoreboard, we usually go by that, but the scoreboard's not updating anything right now. It's on, but it's not getting updated. They've been having problems with Pressler. Gets hit by a pitch. And that's exactly how Pressler started the semifinal today against Hiawatha, being hit by a pitch. There's Brody Thielen. He had a good game earlier today at the plate, as he went 2-for-4, drove in 2, scored a run, stolen base, had a single and a double. Corbelli comes home, misses a bit high. The Tigers 2 losses, both to Sabatha, as we mentioned. They start 15-0, lost those 2 to Sabatha, won their last 8. Last year went 26-3, lost the first round of states to Sabatha. Is fouled straight back. Terry Stevie is the head coach in his first year. He's a Jeff West alum. Played for 4 years under Dan Hypes. Dan Hypes was the only Jeff West baseball coach that Jeff West ever had until he stepped aside after last season. 35 years, 492 wins, six state tournament appearances, state runner-up in 91. Coach Stevie was the coach when Nemaw Central started their baseball program. As this is lifted to deep left field by Thielen, and this ball is out of here! Over the super high fence in left field, and Jeff West has an early 2-0 lead. Thielen was sitting dead red on a fastball and absolutely destroyed it. And for Thielen, that is his second homer of the year. But the way he hit that one, you felt like he probably hit 10. So a two-run homer. And just like the game against Hiawatha in the semis earlier today, first two batters reach, first two batters score. And Jeff West with an early 2-0 lead. So here is Brady Skahan, was 1-for-3 in the semis against Hiawatha with a run scored. Fastball outside. Ground ball to short. Bulletgrave has it, throws, and misses wide of the first baseman in air. That's Skahan. Is aboard on the E6.
12, Cooper Watkins.
So here's Cooper Watkins. Cooper doubled. Actually, he was 3-for-3 against Hiawatha. He had a double, 2 singles, an RBI, a run scored. And he is the starting pitcher in the championship game and worked out of a second, third, no-out jam in the top of the first. 2-0 Jeff West on a 2-run home run by Brody Thielen. And this pitch gets away from the catcher and advancing from first to second is Skahan. So Watkins 3-for-3 on the day and looking to help himself out on the mound by driving in Skahan. Pitch just a bit high. Trying to frame it was the catcher, Rapplinger. Corbelli brings it home and almost hit Watkins. He just barely able to move his lower body out of the way so it didn't hit his leg. Outfield straight away. Infield playing deep. First baseman now even with the bag. Ball strike on the outside corner. Watkins, the 3A pitcher of the year last year, 11-1. This year he's 8-1. Right-handed batter steps in against Korbelic. And he hits at the left center field. This one drops all the way to the fence. Watkins in the second. With a stand-up RBI double, Skahan scores, and the Tigers jumping all over the Ravens in the bottom of the first 3-0 Tigers. So here's Max Tuck. 3 runs, 3 hits, and there's been an error. Nobody out. 3-0 Tigers. And the way Watkins is capable of pitching, 3 runs could be enough. I know it's early, but as I said, many times when you go up against a stud or ace pitcher, if you don't get to him in the first inning or two, it can be a long day for you. Watkins able to shake off a little rust and get out of that jam, and now Jeff West comes right back with 3 runs in the bottom of the first, looking for more. 1-0 the count. The Tuck. Tuck was 1-for-3 against Hiawatha, and he ropes this one, laces it down the left field line, but just foul. Tuck went 1-for-3, but he had maybe the biggest hit of the game. He had a 2-run, 2-out, 2-strike single to drive in Skahan and Watkins to make it 4-0 Jeff West in the third inning against Hiawatha. Tigers would go on to win 7-1. Buck steps in, awaits the pitch. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. This one way outside. 2-1 the count. On deck, Jackson Pollard. Tuck lays off the high cheese. Boy, he had a notion, but he held back. 3-1 the count. Well, he gets the sign from his catcher. Checks the runner at second. At the belt, comes home. Fouled back on a fastball. Good rip by Tuck. Jeff West, 18-2, tied for the top of the league standings with Sabetha. Last year won the league title. Went 26-3, but lost to a league foe in Sabetha at state. Been to state 6 times. 3-2. High and inside over his head, ball 4. The Tuck's aboard. One of the things you find out when you play 2 games in a day, like you are this afternoon into the evening, is you have to have pitching depth. And if you have to use too many of your pitchers in your first game of the day, then the question is, how much pitching do you have left in the tank to get through the championship game? Wrestler walked. Keelan hit a 2-run homer. Gahan reached on an error. Watkins drove him in with an RBI double. And now Watkins is at second. Tuck is at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the first. 3-0 Jeff West. The Jackson Pollard steps in. Or will step in. He was 0-for-3 against the Redhawks today. It was a long conference on the mound. Making changes. This is taking a lot longer than normal, but I think they're making a pitching change. And if so, that's why we're having a longer delay. Because they're making Raven player tuck in his shirt. Must have come loose. Yep, and that's exactly what we have. We have pitching change. We'll take a timeout. Back in 1 minute. On Care Country 93.7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Welcome back to Air Country 93.7, along with Joe Curry, Wade Gershner with you from Ozaukee. As Jeff West, the Tigers have already chased the starting pitcher in Marhill Mount Academy. Adric Korbelic is no longer the pitcher. It is now Rylan Holtgrave, who is the shortstop. So him and Korbelic just switched spots. Korbelic goes to short, Holtgrave to the mound. So nobody out. Pressler scoring after he walked. Keelan hit a two-run homer. Gahan reached on there and scored an RBI double by Watkins. So Watkins at second. Tuck is at first. He reached on a walk. Two runners, the responsibility of Korbelic. Holtgrave inherits those. And there's a pickoff throw to first. They had him picked off, but it was dead. We weren't even ready for play. I think Tuck's like, what? That's why they say, just stay on the bag no matter what, until you know for sure they're in play. So here is Pollock, the DH, right-handed batter, slightly open stance, wiggles the bat, and the pitch is outside a fastball. First round of the state tournament will be on Monday, Memorial Day itself, which is interesting. Fastball inside 2-0. And that state quarterfinal, a first round game for 3A, will be either at Salina, Emporia, or Overland Park. In the semis and finals. There's throw to first, gets by the first baseman down the right field line. And they thought about sending him around three, but Watkins will stay. Or they have a courtesy runner for Watkins at third. As Tuck goes to second. And over at third is the courtesy runner. You have a courtesy runner for the catcher or the pitch in the pitcher. And Rowan Monholland, a junior, is at third now, running for Watkins. The second air of the inning for the Ravens, runners at second and third. Pollard awaits, swing and a miss. Had a good rip at it. But the state semis and finals, third place games, 3A, supposed to be at the University of Kansas, Oakland Park. May or may not be. If it's moved, it'll be at K-State. That'll be later next week. Swing and a miss at a fastball located on the outside part. Two balls, two strikes on Jackson Pollard. Holtgrave misses outside, and the count is full. Roman Monholland, the courtesy runner at third. Tuck at second. And Pollard absolutely demolishes this ball over the monster fence in left field. A three-run jack from the DH, Jackson Pollard. And it doubles the lead from 3-6-0 for the Tigers. Wow. Pollard absolutely annihilated that baseball. And for Pollard, that is his second home run of the year. Keelan had a two-run homer, now a three-run homer from Jackson Pollard. And you couldn't ask for a better start to a game if you're a Tiger fan. You couldn't ask for a worse start to a game if you're a Raven fan. 6-0, Jeff West. Fastball outside to Austin Knox. So two home runs, accounting for 5 of the 6 runs in this inning. There's been an error, a walk, 4 hits, 2 are homers. Holgrave misses outside to Austin Knox. Austin did not play in the first game today. He's hitting 275. 11 hits, 4 of those are doubles. Coming into this game, Jeff West only had 3 home runs. 2 in this first inning. Swing and a miss for Austin Knox. Starting first baseman for Jeff West. And a couple of errors. Oh, this one came right at me. Good thing there's a net there. That ball was a fastball that hit the concrete right in front of me. Thank you, net. Jeff West, 6 runs in the bottom of the first. And with their best pitcher, this one is on the hill. And as Austin Knox walks. And it's the first time I've seen Mara Hill, Mount Academy, play this year. But you have to try to connect the dots a little bit that they had to use up a lot of their pitching to get to the championship game. They had to play an extra inning, 8 innings of baseball against Nemaw Central. Went through multiple pitchers. So, as we said earlier, what's left for Coach Purdy to use on the bump based on your pitch limits and what's taking place so far today? Because you can't be saving everybody for the championship game. You got to make sure you get to the championship game, and Mara Hill Mount Academy did. Knox gets his lead, pitches low to Corbin Mayer, who is the second baseman, came on relief through 2 2/3 of scoreless ball against Hiawatha. He was 0-for-2 with a run scored, reached on an error against the Redhawks. This one way inside. 3-0 the count. Still nobody out. First 7 batters have reached base. The first 6 have scored. Fastball is high. And so Meyer walks.
Fielder number 18, Collin.
There's Collin Croson. He's the number 9 hitter, center fielder. Croson takes a fastball on the outside corner. So Korbelic, he faced 5 batters. All 5 of those ended up scoring. Did not retire a batter. And Holtgrave coming on in relief. Kicks and fires. This one fouled straight back. Off the catcher. Six nothing, Jeff West. Bottom of the first. Holgrave checks the runners. Gets the sign, comes home. And plunks Croson in the back. Wasn't trying to. He's been a little bit wild initially, trying to find his groove, find the arm slot. So Ryan Pressler hits for the second time already in the first inning. So Holgrave is coming. He's given up a 3-run homer, then a walk, and a hit batter. Base is full, and he misses outside to Pressler. Ryan was 2-for-3. Scored a couple of runs, drove in a couple of runs, stole 2 bases. He was pretty busy against Hiawatha earlier today. Just pitched low and outside, 2-1. Pressler a chance to put a bigger dent into the scoreboard. 6-0 Tigers. Ball, a pitch, misses for a ball. 3-1 to count. Swing and a miss by Pressler. Count four. Just tuning in, Brody Thielen with a two-run homer in the bottom of the first, and Cooper Watkins RBI double, and Jackson Pollard a three-run homer. Both over the tall left field chain link fence here as that one, Pressler hits. He walked his first time up, and this time he gets hit on the left elbow, but he had the left elbow pad, so it didn't faze him at all. And another run scores, 7-0. So Austin Knox scores, and here is Brody Thielen, who had a two-run homer in this inning. So we've had four walks, a couple of hit batters, a couple of errors, a couple of home runs, fastball strike. That was a good pitch by Holgrave. This one fouled back. Big rip there by Thielen, looking for his second homer in this inning. Didn't get cheated on that swing. Seven nothing, Jeff West. Holgrave delivers. Did that not hit him? Hit the bat. Okay. So 1-2 the count. Holdgrave and the Ravens looking to get an out. That is high insight. Thielen says that hit his body armor. The umpire doesn't agree. 2-2 the count. That one gets by. Here comes the runner from third. He scores on the wild pitch. Meyer scores. Croson is over at third, and Pressler moves up to second, and the count is full, 3-2. 8-0, Jeff West. Swing and a miss by Thielen. First out of the inning.
Left fielder Brady.
There's Brady Skahan, who reached on an error and scored in this first inning. This is the 12th batter to come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Strike. Korbelic started the inning on the mound for Mar Hill Mount Academy and then Ryland Holtgrave. Here's a ground ball up the middle, base hit. This will score two. Scoring is Croson. And also scoring is Pressler, and hustling in the second after the ball wasn't handled in center field is Skahan. So Skahan with a two-run single makes it 10-0. So 10-0, Jeff West. Still only one out. Skahan is at second, gets a single, drives in two, and then a one base error in the outfield. This one inside to Watkins. Ohio Watt the other day in their first round regional game against Marysville was down 9-0, came back to win. Jeff West up 10-0 here in the first. Watkins jolts this one foul. And out of play to our left. 10-0, Tigers. Holgrave comes home. Watkins trying to go the other way. Not a bad idea. But foul into the fence down the right field line. I could tune in to 3A Regional Baseball Championship game, Mar Hill Mount Academy, Jeff West. It's been all Tigers, 10-0. We're in the bottom of the first, just one out. Runner at second. Watkins awaits the pitch from Holtgrave. He checks the runner. Now he throws the second, lobs it there because nobody was covering the bag. Thirteenth batter to come to the plate in this inning. Watkins' second at bat of the frame. A pitch, swing and a miss. Watkins strikes out. Two down, and here's Max Tuck. Tuck walked and scored in this inning. This one fouled back right towards us as we are set up at our table directly behind home plate. And at second. That was a... the pitch should be, it should count because they didn't award time. But it was a late step out by the batter. Now the umpires will have a quick conference here. If a batter would step out asking for time, but he doesn't get time, the pitch still would count. In that case, the pitch was upstairs. It was a ball. So what Mar Hill Mount Academy is saying is that if he stepped completely out of the box, I think what they're trying to say is that's it's an automatic strike. Now, that I'm not sure of. The pitch was clearly upstairs of the ball. Time was not granted. Yep. It is a ball. I think that's the right way to call it. And the batter can step out. He can even walk over towards the dugout and go ahead and let the pitcher pitch. But if it's still not a strike, it'll be called a ball. And if it's a strike, then it's on the break. Walked away and the guy threw a strike. So 1-1 to count. The Max Tuck. Pitch is low. Gahan takes his lead over at second. Tuck digs in. Right-handed batter. Holtgrave with the pitch. And it's in the dirt. Ten nothing, Jeff West. We're in the bottom of the first. I did not stutter. 10-0. Two outs. 14th batter to come to the plate. And there's ball four. Fifth walk of the inning. Buck has reached base twice, both via the free pass in this inning. So now we're on the 15th batter to come to the plate. This is Pollard, and Jackson Pollard, his first time up this inning, blasted a three-run homer over that tall left field chain link fence here at Field of Dreams in Ozaukee. And pitch outside. There goes a runner from second in the third, and he was safe. Good hustle there by Skahan. Jeff West defeated Hiawatha today in the semis, 7-1. Mar Hill Mount Academy beat the Thunder of Nemaw Central 8-7 in 8 innings. There's a first and third, two outs, bottom of the first. They got the runner caught between first and second. Now you could score from third and they got the run, and now they just got to try to get the guy in the pickle, which is Tuck. And they do, but they score the run. That's a third out. The run does count as Gahan crossed the plate while the runner was in a pickle, which was Tuck. So Tuck is officially caught stealing there for the third out of the inning. But Jeff West scores 11 runs and multiple hits, including two homers. And at the end of one, 11-0 Jeff West. Back in 1 minute on Carry Country 93.7.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Two steps into the box for Mar-Hill Mount Academy. The Ravens down 11-0. They start the top of the second. Fastball for a strike from Watkins. You can see the right fielder. Then it'll be Carter Pierce and Gavin Woodruff. Anybody gets on Sawyer Ashburn, here's a called strike. Jeff West, 11 runs, 4 hits. There were 3 Mar-Hill Mount Academy errors. There were 5 walks. There was a couple of hit batters. There's a called strike 3 from Watkins on Sue.
Number 6, Carter Pierce.
And there were 2 home runs, a 2-run homer by Thielen and a 3-run shot by Jackson Pollard. The 5 runs coming on 2 swings of the bat. And Watkins can relax a little bit and just focus on doing his job, and that's getting outs. There's Carter Pierce, the third baseman. Check swing, he went. 1-1 the count. Ground ball, pass the pitcher to second. And an unable handle is Corbin Mayer. So it'll probably go down as an error.
For 14, Gavin Woodruff.
So as of now, it'll go down as an error. Slow roller, but Mayer, I think, would say he would have, should have made the play. He'll be ready to redeem himself. Woodruff steps in. Pitches low for a ball. Gavin Woodruff came on in relief and got the win. Pitched very well against Nemaw Central in the 8-7, 8-inning win. And he also scored the game-winning run. Check swing. And did he go? He did not. He did not. 2-0 the count. They didn't even appeal. You're supposed to. Home plate umpire should check. And they do. Forgot the check. 1-1. What if a left-handed batter? Pierce over at first, reached on the air. Watkins right down the pipe with the pitch. Watkins threw over 30 pitches that first inning. He walked the first two batters on 3-2 counts. But got out of a second, third, no-out jam. Grapplinger, line drive to left field, and then Parker and Holtgrave both struck out. 2-2 pitch is low, and there we are, full count, 3-2. But Watkins is up to 43 pitches. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Off his glove, Watkins still has time. Throws the first to get the out. Had Watkins come up with that cleanly, they might have been able to turn two. But still gets the out over at first. The two down, and here is
20.
Sawyer Ashburn, the left fielder for the Ravens. Runner at second, that is Pierce. Swing and a miss for Ashburn on the pitch from Watkins. Cooper Watkins has struck out three. He's walked two. Ball just outside. 11-0, Jeff West, in the top of the second. They scored 11 runs, and they sent 14 batters to the plate. Swing and a miss. That's twice now that Ashburn has swung and missed, but like his left foot is pulling out of the box or stepping left away from the batter's box. I don't know if he's pulled on those pitches or. Fly ball, right field, keeping underneath it, making the catch for the out. Well done there by the right fielder for Jeff West. We go to the bottom of the second. 11-0, Jeff West. Back in 1 minute on Care Country 93.7.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hello, Senior Engineer Joe Curry, Wade Gerstner with you. 11-0. Jeff West with the lead to go to the bottom of the second. It's 3A regional championship tilt between Mar-Hill Mount Academy Ravens and Jeff West Tigers. Max Tuck was the one that made the nice play in right field on that catch to end that last half inning on the fly ball by Sawyer Ashburn. So the bottom of the second, Jeff West, 11 runs, 4 hits. Mar-Hill pitchers walked 5 batters in that first inning, hit a couple batters as well. There's Pollard. Pitches inside. Fastball from Holtgrave. Jackson Pollard, a 3-run home run, his second homer of the year. Dealing out a 2-run shot in that last inning. Pitch is low. 2-0. Fastball, high and away, 3-0. It was quite the comeback by the Ravens earlier today, down 5-0. Late in the game, bottom of the fifth, there's ball 4 to Pollard.
First baseman, Austin, stop.
Austin Knox steps in. He walked and scored in that 11-run first. And normally this time of year, we'd be sitting there going, oh, thankfully the sun's gone down. It's not so hot. Instead, it's chilly and we wish the sun would stay out, but eventually has to. We'll see how Coach Stevie handles everything here. Up 11 to nothing. Obviously, you want to keep the foot on the gas to a point, but same time, you know you're in pretty good shape here. Fastball is high. Are the lead over at first. Austin Knox takes the fastball inside at the belt. Pitch down and away. 3-0. Turn stuff on your defense when your pitching staff's having problems throwing strikes. There's a strike, 3-1. Oh, Knox went through the toss the bat. He thought it was ball four. He apologized to home plate umpire. Not trying to show up to home plate umpire. He thought it was ball four. And that's one thing, too, for an umpire. It's 11-0, and yes, the regional championship game, but he might widen his zone slightly just to create some action. There's a called strike. That was a good pitch by Holgrave. But it's certainly tough on your defense because when the ball don't see a lot of action for quite some time and hit batters, there's walks or even strikeouts too. And all of a sudden the ball's hit at you. Are you ready? Talk about baseball being a mental thing. You have to really stay focused no matter the situation. It's off the knock, swings and misses through a fastball.
Number
20,
Corbin Mayer.
One down, and here's Corbin Mayer who walked and scored in the first. There goes the runner. The throw down. And they got him. Nice job by Rapplinger. The gun down. Pollard trying to steal second. Two down and Corbin Mayer at the Mayer, excuse me, not Mayer, Mayer. I had it right the first time. Corbin Mayer. Pitch misses. The two outs, nobody on. 11-0, Jeff West, bottom of the second. Fastball misses high. Mayer was fantastic in relief to close down the win over Hiawatha earlier today. And there's a breaking ball that catches the inside edge. So the count even, 2-2. Here comes the pitch. And called strike three. So Holgrave works around the leadoff walk. Catcher helps him out with the throwing out of the base stealer at second. End of two, 11-0, Jeff West on Care Country 93.7.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. all right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Top of the third, it is the top of the order for the Ravens. It's Adric Korbelic along with Ian Boos and then Peter Rapplinger. Anybody gets on, John Parker. Jeff West, 11 runs in the first, no runs in the second. Watkins delivers a high chopper, tough play, first base, Austin Knox. He gets it to Watkins in time, and he beats the runner to the bag. That was well played. Knox had to be patient because that ball hit hard off the field, not turf here, just regular grass, but that ball bounced a mile high off the hop. Knox had to be patient, wait for it, and then Watkins did a good job to cover the bag at first. 1-3 goes to play, one down. And here is Ian Boos, who walked in the first. Watkins walked the first two batters of the game, both on 3-2 payoff pitches. The runners at second and third, eventually nobody out, and he got out of the jam with no runs allowed. Swing and a miss by Boos. 0-2 the count. Now he can settle in, up 11-0. As there he misses outside, which when it's 0-2, probably not a bad spot to locate the fastball. And there's a swing and a miss, two down. So Boos strikes out, fourth punch out for Watkins, and here's Peter Rapplinger. He was really the only Raven so far has hit the ball off of Watkins. And it was a line drive to left, but Skahan had it positioned perfectly. Big rip, no contact from Rapplinger. Watkins working quick. Swing and a miss. Actually foul tip at the plate. 0-2. Watkins deals again. Outside on the fastball. Watkins pitch count up just over 50. He threw a lot of pitches first and not many last inning. Ground ball to third. Thielen has it, has a gun, fires it in time. Man, Thielen can sling it over at third. 1-2-3 down in order. Go the Ravens. To the bottom of the third, 11-0 Jeff West on Care Country 93.7.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Along with studio engineer Joseph Curry, Wade Gerstner with you from Ozaki. Jeff West, the Tigers up 11-0 as we go into the bottom of the third inning. Mara Hilton without a hit so far. Jeff West with four hits, 11 runs. Their batters have walked six times. They've been hit by a couple of pitches, and they have two home runs. Brody Thielen with a two-run shot in the first. Jackson Pollard followed that up with a three-run blast. Both of those homers over the tall fence in left field. Riverside Silver Lake tied at two. In the bottom of the seventh inning last we heard. Once again, the first round of state in 3A will be on Monday, on Memorial Day, at either Emporia Salina or Overland Park. And then after that, it's supposed to be at the University of Kansas, Hoagland Park. But as we said, that could get moved to K-State, depending on what KU does college baseball-wise, whether they host regionals. Oh, and there's a drive. Deep left and over the head of the left fielder. Ashburn going to the fence. They retrieve it, but Croson in with a standout double to lead off the bottom of the third. There's Ryan Pressler, who's had a busy day. He had three hits in the first game today, scored a few runs, walked and scored in the first today, hit by a pitch, scored in the first as well. So he and Skahan both batted twice, both scored twice, and 11-run first inning. So Pressler steps in, and he gets hit again. That's a third time been hit today. He walked the first time, hit the last two times, and he got hit earlier today against Hiawatha. No. Your leadoff guy is supposed to get on any which way possible. That's a pretty good on-base percentage when you get on no matter what, whether it's hit by pitch, walk, or get a base hit. So here's Brody Thielen. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Thielen lifts it foul to the right. Shaking his head, upset with himself a little bit there that he didn't do more with that. Devil Lake Riverside going to extra innings, 2-2 in their regional championship. Fast ball rushes back Thielen. Devil Lake beat Sabetha earlier today, 5-1 in Sabetha. And then Riverside beat Maranatha earlier today, 15-5 in six innings. Game called due to run rule. Silver Lake Riverside tied 2-2 going to the eighth inning in Sabetha. A game on 103.9 KNZA, and you can get listen to it as well on MSC Radio app, which is free to download via your various app stores on your smartphones. Appreciate Justin Fluke running the board multiple hours today, and all our board ops that have helped out throughout the day, Seth Paulson as well. Jessica Curry running our game here tonight on CARE. Runners at first and second. Thielen takes a fastball outside. Holgrave checks the runners. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Fastball inside. It would have been a ball, but Thielen couldn't lay off. But after hitting a two-run homer, Thielen has struck out twice. Holgrave has struck out five. He's walked four. This is his third inning of work. Borbelic started the game, was unable to get an out. Holgrave brought in. Borbelic gave up five. Holgrave gave up six in that first inning. And this one drills Gahan right in the middle of the 1-0 in his back. That's a third hit batter of the game by Holtgrave and the second of the inning. So now the bases are loaded with Tigers. Croson led it off with a double and a hit by pitch to Pressler, a hit by pitch Gahan. Lights are on now. Fastball outside of all. There once was a, I don't know if it was an unwritten rule or if it was a rule or if it's just at certain levels of baseball as the ball gets by. Hustling is Croson. Croson doesn't have to get down. Ball gets away. They're going to send another runner. And coming in is Pressler. And moving up to third, nobody covering. All the way from one is Skahan. It's a wild pitch that ends up scoring two runs. Thirteen to nothing, Jeff West. So Cooper Watkins, 2-1 the count. And Cooper hits one in the left baseman's head, an RBI single. Jogging in to score is Skahan, and it's 14 to nothing.
Fielder Max.
That brings up Max Tuck. Tuck walked and scored in the first, walked and then was picked off in the first as well, but he stayed in the pickle long enough to get the runner from third to score before being retired in that pickle. So 14-0, Jeff West. That's ball way upstairs and over the head of Tuck. Jeff West scored 11 in the first. They have three in the third. And the pitch is low and away. Croson started this inning with a double. He scored on that wild pitch. Pressler hit by a pitch, came around the score. Thielen struck out. Skahan got hit by a pitch, came around the score. Watkins drove him in with the RBI single. Pitch misses. That was what I going to say about unwritten rule, or maybe it was a rule, but I remember when I was coaching Pee Wee baseball out in Beloit, Kansas, they always talked, and then when I was covering Legion baseball and K-18 baseball, so maybe it's different since it wasn't a high school affiliated game, as the fastball catches the corner. But the rule I was told was you cannot turn on the lights. When you turn on the lights, it needs to be before a new inning. That way both teams are hitting the same amount of time with the light, and you don't turn the lights on in the middle of an inning. But that's what they did here at this game, so apparently that doesn't apply maybe to high school. Maybe that was an old rule, or maybe that was just a field rule or something where we were in Beloit. But I remember that multiple times was, hey, you're going to go turn on the lights. You better do it earlier than later. You wait too late, and then it's going to be a little tougher to see because you're supposed to make it even. As here's a line drive to center, a base hit off the bat of Tuck. Watkins moves up to second. Now the ball gets away, and actually it's Rowan Monholland, the courtesy runner for the pitcher, Watkins. He's at second. The Tuck with a single.
Number two, Jackson Pollard.
And here's Jackson Pollard. Well, Pollard has a three-run homer to his credit. He has a chance to have another three-run homer. Runners at first and second. 14-0 Tigers. Nice ball, good velocity, strike. Thrown by Holtgrave. So Jeff West, more than likely on their way to the state tournament for the second consecutive year, seventh in school history. They got moved back to second, and in is Rowan Monholland, the courtesy runner for Watkins. Jeff West 23-2. They win this one, they'd be 24-2 going into state competition. You would figure they'll have a good seed. Last year they were the number one seed, but lost in the first round to the 8-seed Sabetha. Another move back to second. Monholland back, plenty of time. Mentioned the Tigers have the pitching to make a deep run at state. What caught them at times occasionally last year was their offense sputtered every once in a while, and then of course the pitcher's duel against Sabetha in the round one last year did not score a run, got shut out. They definitely got some pop in the lineup. We've seen it in today's championship game. with a couple of homers. Pitch is low and in the dirt. So just one out in the bottom of the third. 14-0, Jeff West. Pitch is called a strike, throw from the catcher to second, and back in time is Monholland. One and two to count. There's a long, long, long delay from the pitcher. Eventually, the batter asks for time. Nothing, Jeff West. The pitch is outside. Throw back down the second again from the catcher.
I know.
One, two pitch. Just missed outside. There's the first and second. Three runs in already for the Tigers. There's a fly ball to right field. Coming over is Yoon Soo. He makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Which is low, gets stopped there by Lapinger. Run rule, 10 after 5, 15 after 3. So Jeff West could finish it here. Double checking on that, because that was used to be where you... Talking about postseason play, it used to be there were differences in regards to run rules, and you would enact those during a postseason game. Same thing you saw during football season sometimes with a running clock or mercy rules. I say a state championship game, do you still have a 45-point rule in effect for an 8-man football game? The answer is yes. Fastball is high to Austin Knox, who walked and scored in the first and struck out in the second. Two and one to count, two outs. Pitch is a strike, two and two. Two two pitch. Austin Knox. Missed inside, count is full. In regular season games, the 10-run rule is mandatory. The 15-run rule is optional if both schools mutually agree to use it. But in regional and state tournament games, the 10-run rule and the 15-run rule are mandatory. So 15 anytime after 3, 10 after 5. Knox foul, pops this one up. Catcher Rapplinger couldn't find it. I will say that ball didn't go as high as you might have thought initially on a pop-up. Sounded kind of funny, and Rapplinger didn't have as much time as you normally would as a catcher. And then also you got the lights, I think, that could maybe cause a problem. So that was a tough play. Almost ended up landing fair. But Austin Knox has another opportunity. The count is full. Jeff West leading 14-0. That pitch is outside for ball four. So that's the fifth walk issued by Holdgrave. He's hit three batters. He struck out five. Three hits in the inning, three runs. Bases are loaded for the Tigers. Meyer takes a pitch low for ball one. So Jeff West, 90 feet away from ending this game due to the run rule after three. About 15. And Meyer hits the center, but right at the center fielder who makes the catch. So we will play at least one more inning. Meyer thought he had that one. Fly ball to center for the third out of the inning. At three runs, three hits, no errors, three men left on base. End of three, Jeff West 14, and Mario Mount Academy nothing.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
For whatever life brings and whatever you do, the Farmer State Bank is here for you.
We're here for the hometown heroes.
We're here for the diesel mechanics.
For the first-time home buyers.
For the nurses.
We are here for the ag producers and farmers.
For the construction workers.
We're here for the teachers.
For the students.
We're here for the empty nesters.
We're here for our community. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Jeff West 14, Marhill Mount Academy nothing as we head to the top of the fourth. John Parker lead off against Cooper Watkins. Watkins has gone three innings. He has walked two, struck out four. He is not allowed a hit thus far. Tuning in late, Jeff West scored 11 runs on four hits. A couple hit batters, five walks, a few errors. Two-run homer by Brody Keelan, a three-run jack by Jackson Pollard with the highlights of the 11-run inning. Jeff West then added three more runs a moment ago in the bottom of the third, and they were very close to ending the game due to the 15-run rule after three. Watkins misses there. Devil Lake scores five in the top of the eighth against Riverside. So they go to the bottom of the eighth. Riverside needs five to keep that one going. Silver Lake looks like they're going to go on to state for the second straight year in baseball. They've taken their share of losses against good competition and avenged a doubleheader sweep of Sabetha recently by winning over Sabetha Day in the regional semis, 5-1. Ground ball, third baseman Keelan gets it, throws the first. What a play. Keelan is so smooth over at third. He just cut in front of shortstop, knew exactly what he wanted to do, and he has such a quick transfer, quick release, and he has a cannon. That was just really smooth. I saw him warming up earlier today before the first semi, and it stood out to me how Keelan looks so good fielding over at third. I was against Parker, who's a pretty good runner. One down, and here's Holtgrave. That's ball outside. That's always a big pick-me-up when you have a defensive play behind you as a pitcher. Huge pick-me-up. 1-1 the count. It'll be Croson, and then the top of the order again for Jeff West in the bottom of the fourth. 1-2 the count. Holdgrave, late on a fastball, and hits it off the telephone pole in foul territory down the right field line. Mar Hill 15-7 on the year. Jeff West 23-2. Fastball high and tight. 2-2 the count. Our day started with Mar Hill Mount Academy winning in 8 innings. 8-7 over Nemaw Central. Ball driven to right field and hit well, and it is a fair ball up against the fence. Tuck gets it, fires it back in, hits his gut off, and it's a double. The first hit of the ball game comes from Rylan Holtgrave. First hit for the Ravens. Brings up Yoon Soo, who's 0-1, struck out looking in the second. Good piece of hitting by Holtgrave. He just went with the pitch. You try to pull that, you're going to swing and miss. Went with the pitch, kept the bat out in front, kind of flat. And the ball carried because the wind is blowing out to right field. Do with the open stance. Takes the pitch, fastball, strike one. Ground ball to short. And pretty easy play there for Cooper Knox across the diamond for the second out. Well, Silver Lake and Jeff West looks like they are on their way to going to the state tournament. We will cover as many of our teams as we can at state. It will be a little different with the different setup as with all the other sports. Called pitch, a fastball for a strike, 0-2 the count. And a swing and a miss, striking out is Pierce to end the inning. No runs, a double. One man left on base. The bottom of the fourth, Jeff West, 14. Mar Hill Mount Academy, nothing on Care Country 93.7.
When you go to your bank, you shouldn't have to choose between that desirable small town feel and modern conveniences. Life moves fast, and we all have a variety of needs. At Union State Bank, we're passionate about community, and we listen. That means offering tools you want, like mobile banking, and deposit accounts for both individuals and businesses. You get everything national banks offer without sacrificing local knowledge and service. Visit one of our 8 branches located in the heart of your community. Member FDIC.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit Ice Automotive LLC.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com. Or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Welcome back. Wade Gerson with you from Ozaukee Field of Dreams. 3A Regional Baseball Championship game. Mar Hill Mount Academy and Jeff West. Tigers need just one run to finish this one. 14-0 Tigers. Yoon Soo is the new pitcher. Rylan Holtgrave went 3 innings, allowed 4 hits, 9 runs, walked 5, struck out 5, hit 3 batters. Korbelic started the game, did not retire a batter, gave up three hits, five runs, a couple of walks. So here is Colin Croson. Hit by a pitch, scored in the first. Doubled, scored on a wild pitch in the third. But as I said, we will cover as many teams as we can to make it from the area for state baseball and softball next week. That hit the bat. That hit the bat. It was behind Croson, but it hit his bat. So it counts as a strike. Sue's kind of shaking his head. Sue missed that pitch by so much, but it hit the bat that was behind the, over the shoulder of Croson. Sue delivers, and that one hit Croson off the hand. I'm going to shake it off. He acted like it was no big deal at first, Croson, but now he's trying to shake it off. That's the last thing you want to see is somebody get hurt when you're up 14 to nothing or down 14 to nothing. Croson, that was his left hand that got hit. He's a right-handed thrower. He plays center field. Here's Ryan Pressler, leadoff man aboard. Pressler has walked, been hit by a pitch twice in this game. He scored three times. So Yoon Soo pitching this inning. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Silver Lake does finish off Riverside. 7-2 is that final. And Pressler got hit again. He has a hat trick. He's been hit three times by a pitch in this game. He got hit once earlier today against Hiawatha. Yeah, Pressler's been hit by a pitch four times today, three times in this game.
Number 11, Brody Thielen.
And that's the fifth hit batter for Jeff West. There's a first and second. Hughes hit the first two batters he has faced, so actually there's six hit batters in this game, going along with seven walks. So that's 13 base runners have reached via walk or hit by pitch. Oh, pretty big rip there. Good cut by Thielen. 1-2 the count. Thielen, two-run homer in the first. He struck out his last two times up. Ball gets away. Then the catcher is Sue's pitch, well short of home plate, kind of short on that pitch. And the catcher, by the way, is no longer Rapplinger. That is Spencer. Matt Spencer, a junior, is behind the plate. 2-2 the count. Runners at second and third. Croson over at third. Pressler over at second. Pitch misses. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch upstairs. Ball four for Thielen.
Fielder Brady
can. 7 hits, 14 runs for Jeff West. As we said, they have now 14 runners on base via a base on balls or hit batter. The base is loaded, and here's Gahan. Reached on an error and scored. Two-run single and scored, and hit by a pitch scored. A wild pitch could end this game as well. 15-run rule after 3, 10 after 5, 14-0 currently in favor of Jeff West. The pitch. Gahan turned on that thing so hard that he hit that about 100 yards foul to our left. Man, that was a quick trigger. Quick trigger swing. Gahan, one of the leaders in RBIs for the team. Pitch a called strike, 1-2. Coming into today's festivities, Gahan and Watkins had 29 RBIs. And Brody Thielen was close behind with 27 and Jackson Pollard 25. And Thielen has a 2-run homer and Pollard has a 3-run homer today in this championship tilt back in the first. And that is an absolute nuclear bomb! A grand slam to finish it by Brady Gahan. A grand salami, and that one hasn't landed yet. A walk-off grand slam to win by run rule, 18-0 Jeff West Tigers going back to state for the second straight year as Gahan crosses home plate and gets doused by a whole bunch of water and mobbed by his teammates. Oh, my goodness. We talked about how he pulled that one pitch so far foul. He was sitting on it. And Gahan with the home run, his second of the year. Jeff West had 3 home runs, according to the stats, coming in all season long. They had 3 in this championship game. 2-run homer by Thielen. The 3-run homer by Jackson Pollard. And a grand slam from Brady Gahan to finish off the game, 18-0, your final in 4 innings. Just one hit in that inning, and that was the grand slam. Couple of hit batters and a walk. Nobody left on base. 18-0, your final. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with our post-game show and the statistics after this.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. DSB has been in existence since 1901 and has operated under the same name since its founding with no interruption. The bank remains locally owned and locally focused on serving local people and businesses. With all those decades of experience, Denison is here to make your financial life better. That's Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, and online at dsvks.com, member FDIC.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care, family-owned and full-service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at KellermanRealEstate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Well, quite a way for Jeff West to make it official, a walk-off grand slam by Brady Skahan to finish off the Ravens. 18-0 your final due to run rule 15 after 3. Jeff West today beating Hiawatha in the semi 7-1. Mario Mount Academy winning in 8 innings, extra innings over Nemo Central 8-7 to get to the championship. But the championship game was all Jeff West from the very beginning. And we mentioned Mar Hill Mount Academy needed to get to Watkins early, and Watkins walked the first two batters he faced. Eventually, those runners moved up to second and third, nobody out. Watkins got out of the inning without giving up a run. And then Jeff West in the bottom of the first, 11 runs on just 4 hits, 3 errors, 5 walks, couple hit batters. Brody Thielen, a 2-run jack. Jackson Pollard, a 3-run homer. 14 batters go to the plate in the bottom of the first. 11-0, Jeff West at the end of 1. Jeff West scored 3 in the third to go up 14-0. And now Jeff West getting their regional championship hardware. Mario Mount Academy getting runner-up. Jeff West for the second straight year and seventh time school history going to state. And they have been really good this year. They're 24-2. The only loss is to Sabetha in a doubleheader sweep at the hands of the Blue Jays, who they will not see again, as Sabetha was knocked out the regional semis earlier today by Silver Lake 5-1. Silver Lake beat Riverside in 8 innings, 7-2. That, too, went extras. Silver Lake going to state for the second straight year, as is Jeff West. Tigers up 14-0 after 3. And then the fourth inning, bottom of the fourth, a couple of batters hit by pitches. Thielen has walked, bases loaded, and Brady Skahan launched a baseball that I do not believe has landed yet. It may be in the top of the treetops over the left field extended fence here at the Field of Dreams in Ozaukee. So Jeff West, 3 home runs in the championship, 2-run dinger by Thielen, a 3-run shot by Pollard, and then the grand slam by Skahan, and almost had the cycle for home runs, just needed a solo shot. So Jeff West wins. They're 24-2. Skahan had 4 plate appearances, scored all 4 times, got on base all 4 times, had a single, and the home run. He had 6 RBIs, a 2-run single, and the grand slam. So 6 RBIs, 2 hits, 4 runs scored for Skahan. And Jeff West going back to state under first-year head coach Terry Stevie as the Tigers win it by run rule 18-0. Mar Hill Mount Academy ends their season, very successful one, at 15-8. And we'll cover as many teams as we can at the state baseball tournaments beginning next week. Jeff West will be at either Emporia, Salina, or Overland Park. And they are supposed to play on Monday at some point on Memorial Day on May 25th. And we'll have all that for you on our website, mscsports.net, and also social media, and much more. So congratulations to Mar Hill Mount Academy on a great year, finishing 15-8, regional runner-up. And congratulations to Jeff West, going to state for the second straight year, as they win, going away, 18-0. Game called due to the run rule after 4 on a walk-off grand slam by Brady Skahan. Thanks for tuning in to High School Regional Championship Baseball on Care Country 93.7. Big thanks to our studio engineers today, Justin Fluke and Joseph Curry. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks for listening to 93.7 Care.
struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert, non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatment to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
We've all heard how the only thing constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. UMB Bank believes businesses of every size and individuals deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but UMB Bank's commitment to you does not. Located in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Atchison, visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent into the hospital in Holton.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4100 or visit mortonbuildings.com.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy tonight, lows around 45. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 65. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Storms likely 47. Temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. Storms both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we've got currently clear conditions. The temperature is 53. It feels like 50 out there with the winds out of the north at 10 miles per hour. Again, I'd like to thank you for joining us as we had Marhill Mount Academy versus Jeff West in high school sub-state beat regional championship. It was the 3A baseball regional championship, and it was a resounding victory for Jeff West, as they had an 18-0 victory over Marhill Mount Academy. Excellent season to all of you young men. Fantastic season, and it was a pleasure to bring you this broadcast. For Hot Country 93.7, this has been Joseph Kerr with you.